This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Banks to the rescue? The biggest banks on the planet get together to save the other banks. We look deep into the first really good economic news in some time on this Thursday, December 1st. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's got to be good economic news to someone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
Look at what a burst of liquidity means when the global economy is slowing down. It's the absence of liquidity in Texas. We're going to check in on the persistent drought in the U.S. Southwest. A political update from Cairo, Egypt during an historic week, and history in the making in Burma with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Also, School for Santa, an honors program for ho, ho, ho. You've been talking about Herman Cain.
I think that the personal life and a relationship between a president and his or her spouse is completely separate from his or her ability to lead the nation.
That's Sarah in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Tell us what you think at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to the website, thetakeaway.org. Let's begin with the headlines.
Islamists lead the early results in Egypt's elections with a surprisingly strong showing by the ultra-conservative wing. If their lead continues, Islamists are on track to control nearly two-thirds of the country's parliament. But the final results of the election will come in January after two more rounds of voting. On her historic trip to Myanmar, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with the country's foreign minister and president. She offered optimistic but cautious words about political reforms.
It is also encouraging that Aung San Suu Kyi is now free to take part in the political process. But that, too, will not be sufficient unless all political parties can open offices throughout the country and compete in free, fair, and credible elections.
She also said the U.S. would consider sending an ambassador and back more aid to Myanmar. She'll wrap up her trip today with a face-to-face dinner with pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
It was a great day on Wall Street yesterday. All three major indices up more than 4%. The Dow alone shot up nearly 500 points. Asian stocks are rallying this morning. China's Hang Seng closed up more than 5.5%. We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes. Key numbers coming in about last weekend's Black Friday shopping holiday. Retailers took in nearly 8.7% more in sales than last year, according to research by MasterCard. In grand total, Americans spent over $50 billion, which doesn't include online sales.
Congress is coming down to a showdown on the extension of the payroll tax cut. It's due to expire in a few weeks. In a stop in Scranton, Pennsylvania, President Obama went on the attack and said Republicans threaten the economy if they block that. And
all of the lights.
Kanye West led the Grammy nominations with 7, including Song of the Year for All of the Lights, which
Taylor Swift
hearing
must
right
be
here.
Thrilled.
Yeah, well, she's
thrilled.
Probably going to interrupt him, I think.
I hope so.
Adele and Bruno Mars are close behind with 6 nominations each. The Grammy Awards will be handed out in a few months from now in February.
Asian markets closed up, but we're waiting all sorts of impact from the bank story yesterday on the European markets. They're mixed this morning. American futures are mostly flat, although they've been bouncing into the positive for most of the morning. The Dow starts today at 12,046. The S&P begins at 1,247. And the Nasdaq starts trading about 3.5 hours from now at 2,620. Coming up this hour, it's kind of a jobs program, sort of a seasonal jobs program.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
And do you think that one of those Santa Clauses coming down the lane could be you? Well, think again. We're going to talk with some of the toughest Santa trainers.
Wait, could you do that
Earth.
Laugh again, but with a little bit more...
Well, there's ho, 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 and then there's... Yeah, I'm obviously needing to go to Santa school.
Obviously.
We'll be talking with the dean of the the oldest Santa school in the nation later on in the hour. Also, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Myanmar for a historic visit to the country. She's hailing it as a new chapter in relations with the U.S. We're going to discuss the implications of this visit to Myanmar in about a half hour. And the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve announced a new agreement to make sure money moves within the markets. Wow. Bankers acting like, what's that music again? Santa Claus. Bankers act like Santa Claus.
I'm not sure that's quite.
Is that going to help the economy? We'll talk about that in a few minutes with a former economist at the International Monetary Fund. Just the same.
Santa knows that we're God's children. That makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause the Santa Claus is coming tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.